Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome Jane Duker into the fold here in a moment. One of the stories we're going to talk about, this is Laura Barczewski, I think is her name. I don't know that reporter from Channel 5, but she did a story. This is unbelievable. You know, and I'm going to frame this a little bit around Sharon Moore at University of Michigan, because we now have 911 tape. And what happened is that guy got fired from his job. He flipped out. He threatened to kill himself. And he went to the staffer that he was banging, and he had a knife. And the 911 call we just got, I'll play that, but they responded very quickly. This is sort of a similar situation from someone who's not a head football coach at a major university and a woman that is threatened, and the cops don't show up for 2 hours.
Around 6 o'clock on Saturday night, court documents say a St. Louis woman got in an argument with her boyfriend inside their apartment in the 1500 block of Washington Avenue. She told St. Louis police she asked him to get sober. That's when he pulled a gun, started hitting her with it. She started screaming for help, saying he was going to kill her, hoping someone on the other side of the wall would call police.
911 was called, and they were notified of possible domestic disturbance. Man, woman, yelling.
But police didn't come. For nearly 2 hours, this woman fought for her life. He told her he would kill her and everyone she loved, forced her to FaceTime her mother to say goodbye, then cocked his gun and held it to her head. Eventually, the victim was able to get away from him. He ran off, and she called police herself.
Okay. That's Jane. Oh, let me welcome you in here, because I wanted to play that audio. That is unbelievable. She's lucky to be alive.
She is, and the guy is still not in custody.
What? How is that possible?
So, had the cops responded, been able to respond, and I just, domestic situations are the most volatile, okay? That's when you have to show. And they are the most unstable situations. So I don't know what the other 27 calls were, but, there's other districts. What it tells you is there's not 27 cops on the road. There's just not. And, I mean, it's, you know, this is not new, and it just gets revealed every once in a while. We get a shocking case where someone is in horrible danger. I mean, you know, remember the last, the domestic violence victim that the mayor made fun of, you know, because she reported getting hot soup thrown on her face. I mean, it's just, it's not okay, and I'm sick about it. Well, that story made me physically sick.
And listen to more of the details here, because I guess the court documents show that there was this call that came in, and then the cops say due to a high level of calls that night, police were not able to respond to that call. The victim said he told the woman he would kill her, her family, and her friends, told her to FaceTime her mother to say goodbye. He chambered around and held the gun to her head, reiterating that he was going to kill her. And she recorded some of the things that were going on, I guess, on her phone and in the video of him, you know, facing her with the gun where he was intoxicated. But again, you're saying that he's still on the loose right now.
Yes, yes. Oh, and that's the other thing. So now the guy's not in custody. So she is in terror.
Until
he's off the street.
Right.
And we have to make sure that once they pick him up, that he doesn't get back out.
Well, and he will get back out, right? That's one thing that we know. That's the other pattern that fits.
I'm afraid. Yeah. I mean, we don't have room in the jail. And here's the thing. So the police department came out and said, you know, there were 27 other calls. I'd like to know what the other 27 calls were for.
It's a good question. Right.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know, because what would take... Now, that was that Mitch McCoy guy, the flack for the police officers, but don't they claim that they didn't know or they were somehow unaware that there was a weapon involved, which seems very difficult to believe.
Well, yeah, because the neighbors were calling, because, I mean, if she could have called herself, she would have. That should have told you.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
and you know what's interesting? They responded when she called.
Well, here, I wish... Man, I was going to steal a line without credit, but I'm going to have to give credit. It's a great line. Mark Cox just texted and said, maybe the police chief should work seconds in his own department. Oh, ouch. That is a dagger from Mark Cox. But you know what? Let's segue into that story. So the police chief signs a new deal. He's getting paid his regular salary. But of course, there was this, we'll call it NIL money that was raised for the chief, where he was getting paid extra money. And now he's not getting that, but he's saying he's going to have to pick up some extra shifts. Are we going to see him at Busch Stadium, you know, directing traffic? What's going to happen here, Jane?
So, I'm confused by the reporting on that. So, is that the only salary he's getting?
Well,
is he taking a pay cut?
That's the reporting, isn't it? I mean, he's not taking a pay cut from what the city is paying him, but that extra $100,000 that was raised by whatever group, I can't remember what the group is, that right now, he's not getting that.
So, is he indicated he's going to... Like, go make money? Is he going to wait tables? What?
Yes. Did you not see this story?
Apparently, I didn't see that part of it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. Look,
I heard
at this.
They signed a 3-year deal.
Okay. The headline is St. Louis Police Chief signs 3-year contract, may get second job. Okay. So, Chief Robert Tracy's new contract sets his salary at $183. He was making $175. He will receive, or it says, he has also received an extra $100,000 from the St. Louis Police Foundation for the last 3 years. That agreement will end at the end of this year. Tracy said
I did know that.
Okay, but here's the quote. Tracy said he is, quote, exploring other avenues, unquote, to make up the difference. If you take a look at the contract, this is a quote, Jane, I can do extra duty just like any other commissioned police officers. And there's some things that are out there. I'm not at liberty to talk about at this point. It says that if he does get a second job, it has to get approval from the police board. But well, come on, right? He's not going to go work second shift or something like that. That's just ridiculous.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, that is, you know, here we go again. I mean, you know, Sam Page, the doctor, has a side hustle. I mean, there needs to be a conversation in this town about whether these highly placed officials have to just focus on one job.
Well, I would agree. And this is, you know what? What I just mean, read to you about the chief of police in the city of St. Louis, it sounds like it's from, you know, the Babylon Bee or The Onion. It sounds like a parody account. It really does. And that's embarrassing even to have that out there.
If there's other police chiefs, you know, that have second jobs.
I bet you could find out.
I just keep going back to this woman. I mean, in the meantime, we don't have enough officers. Okay, so the time this happened wasn't like some high crime time. It wasn't the 4th of July, okay? And calls of a dangerous nature are not getting done. And, you know, these people who called,
that's unacceptable.
They didn't know that their call was going to not, you know, be listened to.
Right.
And, I mean, why would citizens call?
Well, I mean, these are questions we've been asking literally for years, unfortunately. I gotta get you on a couple other topics, though. Sue, you missed some of this fun. There's been so much fun in the city of St. Louis, some of the same nonsense. Christine Ingrassia.
Yeah.
So Christine Ingrassia is now the chief of staff for Megan Green, the Board of Aldermanic president. But when she was on the Board of Aldermen, she started using a bunch of her campaign money for personal use. And the Ethics Commission went after her. She's got to repay, allegedly, what, like $47,000 or something. I have a friend who was an alderman. Jeff Polinsky is his name. He was an alderman in the city of Milwaukee. He went through a divorce. I knew him 25 years ago. He was on hard times. He started using campaign money for bills and stuff like that. He went to prison for 2 years. Went to prison for 2 years. Yeah. U.S. attorney.
Larry
prosecutor.
Arnowitz.
Yeah.
Wait, so she doesn't...
Larry Arnowitz went to jail because he borrowed money to pay his mortgage after his daughter died. And then he died from, you know, shortly after getting out of prison. Courtney Curtis went to jail for using campaign funds. This woman was given an opportunity to pay only 10%. And she didn't do it.
What?
So that's why she got smacked with the $45,000.
Well, so she's making $300 a month payments, Sue, which I would say she's making $90,000 from the city working for Megan Green, that nutbag. Yeah.
Yes.
So how about $600 a month?
$95,000. And, I mean, the legislature needs to pass a bill that says, if you owe MEC fines, it's like taxes, and you don't get a public job until you pay.
Yes, I agree with that.
This is ridiculous. So I forgot what the date was. I mean, it was insane. The date was, you know, after she pays, you know, $300 a month, it'll be like 30 years from now.
Yeah, it's like 2048 or something like that. Right. No, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
Pay it off, and then we'll consider a job. It's just ridiculous.
I think it is, too. And then one more thing. Guess who popped back in the news this week? Our old friend Kim Gardner, didn't she, Jane?
Oh, yeah. You know, she made a deal and then didn't like the deal.
What?
You know, she made a deal with the federal prosecutors that she would, you know, basically go away, and now she wants to keep her law license. She agreed as part of her diversion, like the feds treated her exceedingly well.
Exceedingly yes. well. Yes.
Exceedingly well.
Yes.
And she made a deal that she agreed that she misused public money. She admitted it as part of the diversion program. You have to admit your mistake, right? So now, because she had to admit her mistake so she could get diversion and not go to jail, now she's saying, oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. I want to keep my law license.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, she's been trying to get it back. Now, that's on the Supreme Court, too. The Missouri Supreme Court did not do its job. They should have revoked her license.
Oh, yeah. They gave her a slap on the wrist. So many opportunities.
Exactly.
Well, now, I mean, they didn't have an admission then, but now they sure do.
So you think that could be revisited then?
Oh, sure, they can. Okay. Oh, absolutely. This is a new claim. So, I mean, they could conceivably say, well, you know, as part of a deal, you said that you misused money. You're gone. So, they have an opportunity.
Very interesting. We'll talk about all of this on the Reardon Roundtable tomorrow at 3. We'll see you then.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.